Myanmar is a country undergoing many changes. Its government is allowing limited reforms after decades of strict military rule. Still, change comes in many forms in this place, also known as Burma. For example, walk down a street in downtown Yangon, and you might notice a small Jewish star above some old storefronts. It's a city's old synagogue. Turns out Burma's Jewish community, which had been decimated, is now starting to come back. Naomi Gingold has a story from Yangon.
It's been almost 50 years since regular services were held at Congregation Mesmua Yeshua. But every morning, Sammy Samuel's 63-year-old father Moses, patriarch of Burma's remaining Jewish community, opens the synagogue doors and waits for any visitors, Jewish or not, who may come by.
The street that we're walking now is called Mahabandula.
Sammy's dad got throat cancer 2 years ago, so Sammy's become the voice of Burma's Jews. And at 32, he's also the youngest of Burma's Jews.
And this street has many, many Jewish stores and lawyers, doctors, all in this main street. So,
at its peak, the prosperous Jewish community numbered about 2,500. Most came from Baghdad during British colonial times. Burma's then capital, Rangoon, even had a Jewish mayor in the early 1900s. But when Japan invaded during World War II, most Jews fled. Some returned after the war, and in 1948, when Burma gained independence, its government became fast friends with another new country, Israel.
All of these major high officials, David Ben-Gurion, Moshe Dayan, Golden Meir, visited here, the synagogue, and also the country. And also, not many people know, Burmese Prime Minister UNU was the first highest official to visit Israel after Israel got independent. It was not the United States, it was not the UK, and at that time, Burma was not like today. It was one of the, the great countries, not just in Southeast Asia, in Asia.
But that changed in 1962, when the Burmese military toppled the government and nationalized businesses. Burma became a pariah state. Remaining Jews fled in droves, but Sammy's family stayed. Growing up, the only Jewish friends Sammy had were his sisters.
Being Jewish here, sometimes you feel lonely.
In 2002, Sammy got a full scholarship to go to college in the U.S. He moved almost permanently to New York, but every summer he'd come back to Yangon. On a Friday evening one summer, Sammy had a brilliant idea.
I hear the song, the praise song that I'm so familiar with. It's not from the Buddhist, not from the Muslim. It's coming out from the synagogue. It's a Lekha Dodi. And when I got to the synagogue, I saw about 40 American tourists, and they were all praying here. And then my father was so happy. He opened up all these kosher wine that he has. That night was special.
Sammy thought if those 40 Jewish tourists would come for Friday night services, maybe more would come too. So he started a travel agency called Myanmar Shalom to, as he puts it, keep the Jewish spirit alive in Burma. In 2011, Burma became nominally democratic, and tourists started pouring in. Myanmar Shalom, which does group and personalized tours for Jews and non-Jews, has gone from 2 employees to 20.
You know, I have to give Sammy credit, all kinds of credit, because when we first started this project out, he always talked about going back to Myanmar and starting business. And I said, Sammy, I don't think it's in the cards.
That's Frances Wenig, head of the U.S. ASEAN Business Council Institute.
You know, I do not think, even in my lifetime, that it's going to open up. And he was right, and I was wrong.
The organization just finished synagogue renovations, and now that Myanmar Shalom can cover costs, handed back synagogue upkeep to the Samuels family.
Every time I go to the synagogue now, as opposed to the past, you know, there are people there. And as Myanmar opens up, I think lots of different people are going to come, including Jews. It's just going to take time.
Myanmar Shalom is not only easing the way for tourists. Sammy now also runs a consulting company for Fortune 100 businesses trying to tap into Burma's untouched and promising markets. And those businesses are bringing with them Jews, who are moving to Yangon for work opportunities, much like their ancestors did. This past December, local Jews gathered at the synagogue to celebrate the last night of Hanukkah. Sammy thanked everyone for coming. The community, he pointed out, is growing. Slowly, but growing. It was the most Jews Sammy had ever seen at a local Hanukkah celebration. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold, Yangon, Myanmar.